Hello and welcome back to Dove Valley. It's Tuesday. Players are day off. And right now, after five practices and three walkthroughs, training camp is in full swing. With Gray Caldwell, Andrew Mason, I'm Chris Hall. Welcome to BTV On Site. Again, here at training camp, players have the day off, get a little bit of a breather, then they'll be back at it here on Wednesday. And we spent five Fridays leading up to the start of camp looking at some storylines that we thought would be really interesting for fans and would start playing themselves out the first few days of camp. And guys, they already have started. Let's start right away with what we all talked about we were individually going to look for on the onset of camp when we wrapped up that storyline series. Gray, for you, you couldn't wait to see what would happen once the defensive tackles got to finally put on some pads and start pushing guys around. I guess what's jumped out for you the first few days?
Putting on the pads is part of what makes training camp so exciting. That's why I wanted to see those D tackles. Them and the offensive linemen, that's really who benefits the most from having those pads on. And Kevin Vickerson's been just as fiery as he was last season. He's been hyping up the rest of the D linemen. Sylvester Williams has actually been what stood out to me right now in one-on-one drills between D linemen and O linemen. He's really been getting props from his teammates for really he's gotten past guys like Zane Beatles to get into the backfield. He's been impressive. The fun battle to watch, Kevin Vickerson even talked about it, is Vickerson against Luis Vasquez. Those two have kind of been at a standstill back and forth in O-line and D-line drills. Vickerson even patted Vasquez on the helmet the other day for his effort. So it's been fun to watch those battles.
Those are two big guys going at it, and they've got plenty more reps to go at it some more. I guess Sylvester Williams, he did leave the field on his own power the other day after tweaking a knee, hoping he's going to be okay. Mace, in terms of how Jack Del Rio and Jay Rogers have been shuffling those guys, how have you seen them work, say it's Sylvester into the mix or whether Terrence Knighton, like where has he been in there in the mix and what stood out to you as far as tackles go?
Well, you're seeing Knighton a lot in base stuff, which is what we expected. You know, he's a big guy, classic run stuffer. And Sylvester Williams, it looks like his first role is going to be mainly as a pass rushing defensive tackle, which is ideal for him at this point. His strengths are quick first step, good upper body moves. You're seeing that a lot in the one-on-one drills. Yesterday he had a couple of plays back-to-back on Phillip Blake where, you know, he used one speed move, got inside. They reset, wanted to do the matchup again, and then he took a move to the other side and basically got Blake back about 3 yards. That's the kind of performance you want to see from a first-round pick at this point. Very, very positive. You know, but really, defensive tackle, it's about where you thought it was going to be with Knighton, Vickerson, Williams, and then Mitch Unrein. It looks like he's going to be in there as part of the rotation. And then seeing guys like Derek Wolf and Malik Jackson, defensive ends who can also swing inside, play tackle, they're going to get their reps as well. So really, it's been about what we expected at this point.
Big emphasis this offseason from Adam Gase and Coach Fox was really making sure they were going to run the ball better than they did last year and work on that during camp. Ronnie Hillman has kind of taken the role now as lead back. Monte Ball has also shown that he spent time this offseason learning this offense. Throw in Jeremiah Johnson, throw in the other guys Eric Studisville's worked for. You were looking for running back. You were looking for who could stand up and protect Peyton. Even though nobody can touch 18 out here, they're still tested when they run those drills, Mace. What have you seen?
Right, and I think Ronnie Hillman's really come a long way in terms of his blocking abilities. You're seeing he's much better equipped at 200 pounds than he was at 180 last year to really stand up at the point of attack and keep Peyton's backside clean. That's a positive. Hillman's also running very well as well. You're seeing that he's much more decisive on his cuts. He's much more assertive moving upfield. Has had some really nice runs. Monte Ball, I mean, he looks like a rookie who is adjusting to what he's learning. He looks like a guy, you know, he had a couple of nice runs. He had one yesterday, particularly 9-on-7. But, you know, at the same time, you've got to adjust to the speed of the game. You've got to adjust to the fact that the linebackers and defensive linemen are going to be on you much quicker. And I think that's kind of holding him back a little bit. But, you know, it's the first week of camp. We're going to learn a lot more about these guys in the weeks to come and also in the preseason games. And don't forget, no Sean Moreno. He's done very well in pass protection with Manning, and he's had some nice runs. And you mentioned Jeremiah Johnson, who just every year out here at training camp keeps making plays. And then we'll get to the preseason. He'll probably keep making plays in the games as well. And, you know, at some point you have to consider him a part of the mix and say maybe he's got a chance to steal a roster spot And then one guy I also have to mention is Jacob Hester, who's just all over the place like he was in OTAs, working at various positions, has been very busy and pretty effective when he's had the chance to touch football.
Well, talking specifically about Monte Ball, he's been writing a camp journal on DenverBroncos.com. He checked in yesterday and talked about a lot of those points. He said he's already realized in the NFL, being a running back is 60% pass blocking and 40% running the ball. And he knows his job is to protect Peyton back there. And he said he's getting used to the speed of the game, but he's still found times when he thinks he can get to the sideline, but then Wesley Woodyard's right there. He can't quite get there. He said it's been fun learning to plant his foot and just go north and south. So we're looking for that as training camp goes on.
Yeah, that camp journal, really a good way for fans to kind of get a look directly at what it's like for not just a rookie to go through his first camp, but a rookie running back who's probably going through a lot and learning a lot these first few days while here at Dove Valley. Now, camp also shakes out. Who's going to start week one? And we talked about some position battles that would be interesting. We've talked about defensive tackle. We've talked about running back. On the back end, guys, Duke Iheanacho has been out there plenty. He is showing how excited he's been for camp. He's been talking to the crowd. He's been talking to guys he's been guarding. He's been talking quite a bit so far during camp. But in terms of the safeties, we addressed that. And we thought that camp would be really important to see who's going to either keep their job from last year or someone else could emerge. One thing for sure is there have been times out there you've seen a lot of DBs on the field, Andrew.
Exactly. I mean, this team's going to play a lot of the season in 5 and 6 defensive back packages. That's something that Jack Del Rio touched on back in May, citing last year when they were playing 65-70% of their snaps in nickel and dime packages. So there's plenty of work to go around, but Jack Del Rio, he likes to shuffle his safety combinations. He likes to figure out what he's got for a specific situation. He touched on this Saturday when he met the press. So you've seen Mike Adams and Raheem Moore last year starting combination together, but you're seeing David Bruton shuffle in there. You're seeing Duke Iheanacho, like you mentioned, who's had some big plays, a couple of interceptions. Del Rio is going to find those specific situations in the games where he can get all his guys on the field. So look for a lot of comings and goings at safety this year as he wants to get the right guys in the right situations.
Somebody who couldn't wait for camp to start was Raheem Moore. He couldn't wait for 2013 to finally get going. Gray, he's been out here. He's intercepted, I think, 3 or 4 passes so far, and he's drew loud cheers from the fans that have been there. You were with Raheem after the loss to Baltimore. You've talked to him here now. For him, it makes him so happy that from this point on, it's back to football, and he's doing everything he can out there. So, hey, look, I'm starting.
Well, Raheem really is making a lot of plays this camp. Even on the first day, I think, he had a pick in one-on-ones against wide receivers. And, he's hyping up the crowd on his way back down. And he's getting a good response. So he's been – and, Mace, you don't want to forget Quentin Carter. Even Quentin Carter's been getting back in there, recovering from injury. He's been on the field a lot, and he's made some plays, made a couple of hits now that the pads are on. It really – we tagged safety as one of the most interesting position battles, and it still is. And I don't think we can really read much into it yet either because of what Andrew just said. They're rotating everybody in. Everybody's getting a shot. So I think what they're realizing is there's a lot of depth there, and it's going to be fun to see how that plays.
Of course, here's the thing. You've got 6 safeties that we've talked about that are really in that first team mix, it would seem. The chances of this team keeping 6 safeties on the final 53 aren't great because you've got a lot of tight spots. So really, you're looking at a surplus, and if there's not an injury, there might be a very tough cut coming back there at the end of training camp in the preseason.
Something we hadn't planned on talking about, and something that we never like to talk about, is how this team will have to deal with a season-ending injury to a key player. Dan Copen went down on Sunday, started 12 games at the position last year. Coach Fox said Monday, Manny Ramirez is going to slide over. He's the starter right now. Also brought in Steve Vallos for a little bit of help, a little bit of depth, because that's one of those positions right now that is scarily thin. But they have Manny in there. They had their first practice with him yesterday, getting most of the reps now that Copen is sidelined. We didn't want to talk about that. Coach made it clear he's the starter, and now they have this time, most of camp still, to work on what they need to fix before the preseason games roll around eventually week one.
Yeah, and with Manny, I think the key is just getting him experience, getting him snaps, because all of his starts in the NFL today have come at one of the guard slots here and in Detroit a few years back. So he's always been a backup center. He's always been in that depth chart mix, both in Detroit here and then going back to Texas Tech. But he's got to get the work in. He's got to know all the checks and calls up front. There's a lot of responsibility that goes with being a center in the Peyton Manning offense, probably more than a lot of offenses, I would say. So that's where he's got to come up to speed. You know, Vallis will be in there. He'll get some snaps. They'll bring him up, and he's at least a guy who started at center before, started in Seattle, had a start for Jacksonville last year, has that experience. But you know, we'll be watching closely to see how that plays out over camp, and if the Broncos are satisfied, we'll see those two guys be the ones they ride in the season. If not, remember they brought in Dan Copen after the regular season started. So this is a competition that may well be in flux, probably as far as the depth of it goes, maybe into the regular season.
Well, a couple of benefits for working for Manny Ramirez is he also started last year 11 games when Chris Cooper went down. Granted, like Andrew just said, they were at right guard. But now that he's working at center, he's got his former college roommate in Luis Vasquez right beside him. So he's already said they have a relationship like brothers. So the fact that he's got a veteran in Vasquez that's able to kind of help him transition in there, I think that's going to be a benefit. And he said he's already hearing from Peyton about what he needs. He says he doesn't want Peyton to go easy on him. He wants Peyton to tell him what he's doing wrong so he can learn and they can get that chemistry going.
Yeah, he said that's the best way for him to learn. And with the speed this offense has been working, those of you who've been to camp, you've seen it. They're not spending time in between plays chatting. They're going play to play. They're running situational plays fast. They're running fast in general. They will get the reps. That's going to do it for today's BTV On Site. Again, Tuesday, it's an off day. Players are probably coming in and out, some for treatment, some to meet with coaches. But in terms of being out here on the field, not today. Day off. They're back here tomorrow at 10:25, and that practice will be open to the public. For Gray and Andrew, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. Plenty more from training camp on DenverBroncos.com.